Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Business Roundtable. Jake and I are sitting down this morning with Bill Gates, just hours before he meets with President Donald Trump in the Oval Office. The billionaire philanthropist has been making the rounds in D.C. with lawmakers and agency officials in his quest to push for continued U.S. leadership in global health and development and the 2018 priorities of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We're going to be talking specifics about who he met with and how he's approaching Trump, among other hot topics. We've had amazing interest in people wanting to attend this conversation. Unfortunately, space for this playbook interview has filled up, but we will be live streaming it at 8:15 a.m. Gates was spotted yesterday with HHS Secretary Alex Azar. He also had dinner with Representative Stephanie Murphy and Senator Chris Coons and Representatives Adam Smith and Ted Yoho at Shake Shack in Union Station yesterday. The House is going into recess this afternoon. The Senate is not expected to vote until Monday. What a town. The Atlantic scooped last night that Trump told Republicans at a private fundraiser for Missouri Senate candidate Josh Hawley that Connor Lamb won in Pennsylvania because he's like Trump, supporting the Second Amendment and the Republican tax cuts. That was not the takeaway the vast majority of Republicans had coming out of the PA special election. Former NRCC Executive Director Liesl Hickey put it this way on Twitter. GOP candidates, if you aren't running like you are 10 points down, start now. If you've never had a real campaign, get one quick. Outside groups aren't your campaign. No excuse for not being prepared. Elena Schneider and Heather Cagle report that more Democrats are likely to disavow House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi after the Pennsylvania race. They talked to a half dozen Democratic House members and candidates who said they were closely watching how Lamb handled the Pelosi attack. In one ad, Lamb said it was a big lie that he's a clone of the Democratic leader. I've already signed on the front page of the newspaper that I don't support Nancy Pelosi. Here's a playbook reality check. Nancy Pelosi has thick skin. She would love nothing more than for Democrats to win the House majority back. If people dump on her en route to the majority, fine. Trump's new NEC director, Larry Kudlow, was on TV last night, choking up about leaving CNBC, while Lorraine Woolard and Arthur Allen report that VA Secretary Shulkin appears to be safe for now, while Brian Fowler reports that Trump and House Ways and Means Chairman Kevin Brady are proposing more tax cuts. But let's be real here. This has very little chance of happening. Republicans are fighting for their political lives and the majorities in the House and Senate. It took the fear of not having anything to run on in the wake of their health care overhaul disaster that helped align the stars for a once-in-a-generation tax bill. Most insiders believe the Omni, the last must-pass legislation this year, is one of the last things Congress will do before November. Our colleague Darren Samuelson is reporting that Trump's lawyers are prepping for a potential interview with Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. And Josh Gerstein is reporting that Paul Manafort is seeking a dismissal of the indictment against him. Well, there is new reporting out of the New York Times that the turnover at the State Department could delay Trump's meeting with North Korea. Trump has a busy Thursday. The president will meet and hold a bilateral meeting with the Irish prime minister. He will head to Capitol Hill to attend the Friends of Ireland luncheon. In the afternoon, he's meeting with oil and gas lobbying group, the American Petroleum Institute, and then will meet with Bill Gates. In the evening, Trump will participate in the Shamrock Bowl presentation. And a final reminder, please sign up for the March Madness Playbook Pool. You have until 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time today to fill out your bracket. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.